This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The New York Stock Exchange hums along with what is usually boring regularity. Yes, there are hiccups every now and then, a flash crash or two, which bring on the requisite agita. Rarely, if ever, though, does the big board just stop. Flatline. Which is why 11:32 this morning was so surprising. A computer glitch, we're told, an internal error, not repeat, not a hack, brought all floor trading at the NYSE to a halt, floor trading being the key word there. It was a very long 3 hours and 38 minutes before things were up and running again. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has been on the story all day long from our bureau in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so this was jarring, I think you can fairly say, right? Lots
sure.
of Twitter, lots of CNBC, lots of stuff going on. Catch is, though, things were still traded, just not on the New York Stock Exchange, right? Explain how that works.
Yeah, well, the NYSE, it's big and famous, and it's a thing. There's an actual physical trading floor, not just a big room full of servers. So it gets lots of attention. But, you know, as we say sometimes on Marketplace, it's not the only game in town. There are 11 exchanges, as you know. So not to mention dozens of private trading venues, which we won't even get into here. But if one goes down, trades place, just go to one of the other exchanges. I kind of like to say it's basically like having a broken faucet at your house. You usually don't die of thirst. You just go to another sink and you get a drink of water. So later in the show, Kai, you will do the numbers and you will tell us
That's
all
right.
that stocks were bought and sold even when the NYSE was down.
That is correct. There is, in point of fact, actually, and a lot of observers were saying this, some good news in the way this all went down.
Yeah, as we've taken a little more time and processed what's going on, and there's still unanswered questions, but you do have people on Wall Street giving credit to NYSE for seeing a problem and then halting trading before something even worse could happen. So they closed all the open orders, and they got to work fixing the problem. One of the folks I talked to today was Sayana Mustofi at Tab Group, which tracks this kind of stuff.
It's never a good thing to have a system glitch, but it's also a good thing to prevent a snowball effect of system problems.
The NYSE, there are still questions it's going to have to answer as far as what actually did happen. They haven't given a lot of details yet. And also, what is the exchange doing to make sure something like this doesn't happen again? You will also hear more from critics who say that Wall Street is too fast and too complex. But right now, NYSE at least getting credit for halting trading and losing out on some trading fees while it was down, and then getting the problem fixed in time to at least trade again late in the day and have a market close.
Which brings us to the fact that stock markets are increasingly in this country a business, right? That kind of gets lost in the shuffle here.
Yeah, that is a place where if you're running an exchange, you are making money. The more trades you have, the more money you can make. And so there was a time when NYSE traded 80% of NYSE listed stocks. Now that's just under 23%, according to the Tab Group numbers. The other exchanges, the competition, they would love to get in on more of that business. But publicly, at least, when these things happen, you don't tend to see the leaders of the exchanges really rubbing it in or boasting because they've had glitches of their own and they could have them again.
Right. Mark Garrison in our bureau in New York. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Kai.